Hello, everybody, and welcome to another English Learning Podcast. I'm Jack, and I'm joined by...
Juan.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Okay, so, Jack, have you ever heard of a saying called 春困秋乏 in Chinese?
Well, I actually heard it today, believe it or not. Yeah, very, very recently I heard it. Something about being drowsy.
Yes, it's something about being drowsy. It means that you will always feel really drowsy in spring, and you're really exhausted in autumn.
All right, okay. Yeah. I feel exhausted and drowsy all year round, so...
so it's okay.
We'll have to make a new phrase for me, I think.
那如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。
Okay, so have you ever thought about how to keep yourself refreshed?
Fresh.
Yeah, refreshed.
Fresh and awake. Well, I suppose taking a cold shower, that would be my...
That would be really helpful.
If you can do it, take a cold, that would wake you up.
Yes, and that's quite healthy.
Is it healthy?
Definitely.
Really?
You know, there's a famous person called Chairman Mao in China.
Yes.
He takes shower every day.
Cold
shower every day.
Every day. I don't know if I could get into it. I think when you wake up, you want a bit of warmth to keep you...
Yeah, but... Yes. That's why he is, I don't know,
special. He was a hard guy, wasn't he? Yeah.
Probably. Okay. So, I think a lot of people do is that they chug some coffee in the morning or in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay. I know a lot of people, especially in the office, like to chug coffee.
Yes.
So if you like chug coffee, just to explain to you guys, it's when you really drink it quickly and fast. It's like when you glug, you make that gug sort of noise, you know, you're really...Chugging it, would you say?
Okay, 所以 chug 在这里的意思呢，就是一口喝下去，一口灌，很快速的、急速的把它喝下去。Okay, so if you chug some coffee, probably you will keep yourself refreshed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or if you chug some beer, you would definitely not be refreshed.
So, how about like start an exercise routine? Do you think that will be helpful?
I think that would be very helpful. I don't think I'll be able to motivate myself to do it, but if you can motivate yourself, I think an exercise routine is definitely the way to go.
Yes.
Because that will make your body tired.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes your brain can be really tired if you work in like an office or you're a student, but your body is not tired because all you do is sit down all day.
所以特别是在办公室待了一天之后呢，你可能需要做一些运动，然后回家以后这个样子的话会让你保持更加好的一个状态，然后能够让你远离春困秋乏。 Okay.
So one of the most important things to help you stay fresh in the morning is probably not to stay up late in the first place.
Yes,
do you agree?
Definitely. Okay. 所以不要熬夜是非常重要的一点。You should never ever stay up late.
What time do you think? Well, what time do you usually go to bed? Would you say?
Like
11?
Yeah. How about you?
11 or 12. 12 at the latest. I wouldn't stay up any later than 12.
Yes, okay.
But one of my friends, actually, who is a teacher at the moment, she told me she doesn't go to sleep until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, I know. And wakes
and
up.
When does she get up?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
2 hours.
I know. I keep saying to her, I'm like, how are you functioning? You know, how are you able to do things?
Yes.
Like, and teach as well. Like, I get 8 hours sleep and I can barely stay awake sometimes.
Yes. Another person that I know who sleeps like less than 4 hours probably is Albert Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he take a lot of naps, though?
I don't know, but I heard that he only sleeps like four hours or 3 hours.
I can do that.
Yeah, that's quite abnormal.
Yeah, very. Well, if you sleep for a short amount of time in the day, some people will take a nap.
Yes.
So a nap is when you have maybe like 30 minutes or an hour sleep in the daytime.
Yes. So take a nap 在这里的意思呢就是小憩中午的时候午休一会儿这个也是很利于你下午能够恢复精神能够更好的应对你下午的学习和工作的一种方法。
I think I know that's one thing a lot of my English friends would be jealous of because I know a lot of workplaces in China like in our office and in the school I used to teach at, there's nap time.
Yes.
Even for the adults, but I've never worked anywhere in England. You would never hear of anywhere in England to take a nap in the day.
So how... So when you were in college, like how, when do you start your school in the afternoon?
No,
we start the classes.
Start in the morning and study right through until the, you know, sort of afternoon. No nap time.
No nap time.
No.
So you have like lunch time. How much do you have? time for lunch?
Usually about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
2 hours.
But nobody sleeps. Everybody just kind of talks and...
Okay.
Yeah, hangs around. I was lucky, though, because my house was literally 2 minutes walk from my college. So I was just like, see you later, guys. You can hang around in the cafeteria.
And I'll go back home.
Yeah, I'll go home and sleep. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So if you are one of these people that likes to stay up very late and, you know, you can somehow do it, mm-hmm. you're what people will call a night owl.
Night owl.
Yeah.
So owl 在这里的意思呢是猫头鹰，所以 night owl 就是夜猫子。
夜猫子。
Okay,
夜猫子。
夜猫子。
Okay.
Like Albert Einstein.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He was definitely a 夜猫子. Was that right?
Yes, that's totally correct. Okay.
谢谢。Right, so if you are a night owl, then maybe you're going to find yourself feeling...drowsy in the day. So we will explain the word drowsy to you. This is when, you know, when you get that feeling when your eyes are heavy,
yeah.
and you struggle to keep them open. And I always get it when I'm, especially when I'm reading something,
mm-hmm.
I close my eyes for 10 seconds and then I'm like, oh my God, I can't open them. I can't open them again.
Yeah. So drowsy 的意思在这里就是昏昏欲睡的。所以 I can barely keep my eyes open. 我困得眼睛都睁不开了，特别是在看书的时候，我想小睡十秒钟或者是十分钟，然后起来之后，哇，几个小时就过去了。
I always find I get most drowsy when I oversleep.
Yeah, oversleep.
Yeah, so if I, usually I wake up, these days I wake up about 6 o'clock because I have to get the bus. But
that's really early.
It is, yeah, trust me. Mm-hmm. But I've got used to it, butIf I sleep in on the weekends until, yes. like, 10 o'clock, when I wake up, I'm just so tired.
Okay.
It's strange. I just feel more tired. I don't know why. Because, yeah, strange. But anyway, oversleep has kind of, like, two meanings. If you sleep too much, you can say, oh, I'm oversleeping recently.
Like overeating.
Yeah, like overeating. Mm-hmm. But it's usually used to describe...like when you forgot to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I overslept last night, or
yes.
I can't believe I overslept yesterday, something like this.
Yes, 所以 oversleep 这个词呢你可以有两种解释，一种的话就是睡得太多，就像、吃得太多一样的这个太多，也有一种可能呢它可以指我们平时睡的就是、睡过头了，这个意思也是可以的。
Okay, so the last expression I wanted to share with you guys today、mm-hmm.is crawl back into bed.
Crawl back into bed. I yeah. think the word explains itself.
Yeah, I think it does explain itself pretty well. Now,
yes.
I feel like this every morning. I get that thought that crosses my mind.
Yeah.
I could just crawl back into bed.
And yes.
It wouldn't matter too much. Why can't I? But yeah, this is the feeling you get when you just want to go back to sleep.
It's like magnetic, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good description. Or like glue. Bed feels like glue. You can't get out.
Yes. 所以最后一个表达的话我们说到的呢是 crawl back in bed, 叫做赖床。所以有的时候我们感觉床像一块吸铁石把我们吸住了，对吧？我们就可以用这个短语 crawl back in bed。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
Yeah, so I think to end it, our advice probably be: don't sleep too late, do some exercise.
Yes.
And if you're brave, cold shower.
Yeah. If you're brave, you know.
If not, then just chug some coffee.
Yes. Okay. Sure.
All right, well, thank you very much for listening today. I've been Jack.
I'm Juan.
See you next time, guys.
See you next time.
再见, bye.
Bye-bye.